Watch him, Lieutenant. That's safe.
What the? Watch it, Bill. His gun.
Look out, Bill.
Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Barbara Britton and Richard Denning. Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, Cross My Heart. The word goodbye is a melancholy word, but there are times when goodbyes are said under happy circumstances. In this particular case, the happy and the sad are blended in one big...
Oh, goodbye. Goodbye, Mrs. North.
Goodbye, Frida. Lots of luck to you.
Oh, she's had her luck already, Pam. Now, Frida, just see that you use it well.
Oh, I will try, Mr. North. I am so excited. I will miss you both so much.
Oh, we'll miss you, too, terribly.
We sure will. Oh, think of it, Frida. Instead of keeping house for us, you'll be having someone keep house for you.
Oh, no. No, Mr. North, I couldn't.
Well, after all, when you inherit $50,000, you've got to find some way to spend it.
Now, Jerry, you let Frida handle it her own way.
Never, never have I dreamed I would have so much money. Even now, I cannot believe it.
Have you made any plans at all, Frida?
Oh, no, no. Who can make plans? Everything, it has been so hectic, so confused. Maybe I will go back to Sweden again. Maybe not.
There's your taxi, Frida.
Or maybe... maybe I will stay right here and find myself a husband.
Well, that shouldn't be any trouble for you, young lady.
Oh, at my age, with my looks. Oh, he has been trouble for years. Oh, my taxi cab.
She'll be right there.
Now, Frida, take good care of yourself. And don't go around buying yourself a husband. They don't come cheap.
I know it. I know. But I tell you something. A woman my age who is lonely for so long... and suddenly she's rich. She's willing to... Oh, I talk too much. My taxi will be angry. Goodbye, Mrs. North. Mr. North, thank you for being so good.
Goodbye, Frida. Keep in touch with us.
Goodbye, I will. Keep in touch.
And we want an invitation to your wedding.
All right, I promise. Goodbye.
Miss Jorgens?
Yes?
Come in, please. Sit down, won't you?
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Permit me to introduce myself. I'm Flora Lamar. I run the heart-to-heart agency.
How do you do?
In fact, you might say I am the heart-to-heart agency. Now, I take it you're a single woman?
Yes, I am.
Well, we'll do our best to take care of that for you.
Yes.
Since you and I are about to enter a rather personal venture, you won't mind if I ask some personal questions?
Oh, no. That is all right.
Fine. Your full name, please.
Frida Jorgens. J-O-R-G-E-N-S.
Mm-hmm. And your age?
51.
Well, let's just say 43 on the application, shall we? Well, now, about the type of man you prefer... Since you're a working woman, I imagine a gentleman of means.
Oh, no. No. Money does not matter to me. I no longer need to work.
Oh?
I just inherited some money from my family in Sweden.
Is that a fact? Well, honey, I'm just delighted for you.
I do not care what the man looks like. I just... want one who will love me.
Of course, dear. Now, tell me this, and be frank now. What factors about yourself do you consider attractive to men?
Well, I cannot say. Maybe the $50,000 I have inherited.
Miss Jorgens, please. Please understand. The heart-to-heart agency is dedicated to the cause of lonely people seeking love and understanding. We do not cheapen our cause with commercialism.
Oh, I am sorry.
Our initiation fee is $15, and we charge $10 for each introduction we make for you.
All right. Will a check be all right?
Naturally. Of course, we make a definite point to study the qualifications and the personality of each applicant and choose the introductions accordingly. Now, if you will just sign this application... right there, and fill in your phone number. I'll call you just as soon as we find the right man for you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mrs. Lamar.
And don't you worry. We consider everything when we make our choice. We'll take good care of you.
$50,000 and you even hesitate about the right guy, Flora? Baby, you're slipping.
I know what you're thinking, Dave. But I don't want any funny stuff with this one. We've had too many close deals. Pass the salt, will you?
Oh, baby, that was years ago, centuries ago. Here you are. We left all our mistakes behind us when we left L.A. This is New York, Flora, the biggest business town in the world.
Okay, okay. But funny business don't go so well here, either.
Look, it's just about time we made some decent dough from that agency, huh? And there's no reason why it can't be this Jorgens dame's dough.
What do you want to do? Knock her on the head and steal it? She don't carry it around in her shoes, you know.
Ah, Flora, baby, you're underrating little David.
Okay, so you try blackmail. What do we use for pressure? She has no kids, and what family she has is in the old country, and
you're
they...
still underrating little David, baby. I'm still the same kind of a thinker I've always been, huh? I still got the same old charm left? Well, I can still charm you, can't I?
Yeah. Wipe off your chin, there's gravy on it.
Now, from what you told me, this dame will fall for a good line. She's been waiting 51 years to hear one. All right, I'll have her on cloud 7 in no time.
Pass the pepper. But just don't forget, Casanova, you're still married to me.
So introduce me as your brother, specially of the house, personally endorsed by the management. What could be better, huh? I'll get her to sign over a dough to me, and then we'll make a fast exit. Europe, maybe, huh? Be nice seeing Europe on somebody else's dough.
I don't know, Dave.
Flora, baby, what do we got to lose if she doesn't go for me, if she doesn't sign her dough over to me, so she's just another client? But if she takes the bait... Then...
Yeah. Well, maybe, but I...
Oh, baby, stop worrying. I'm a thinker, a good thinker. I think things out real carefully, don't I? Now, just leave this one to me.
Okay, Dave. She's all yours.
Hello? Mrs. North, I'm so happy to hear from you. How are you? How is Mr. North?
We're fine, Frieda. We miss you, though. How are you getting along?
Ah, Mrs. North, I cannot tell you how happy I am.
Well, you certainly sound happy.
Heaven, Mrs. North. Heaven has found me, or I have found it, or something like that.
Oh, sounds like you're in love.
Oh, yes. Yes, I am, Mrs. North. I am... how does he say it? I am on cloud number 7.
Well, Frieda, that's wonderful. Tell me about it. What's he like?
He is... Oh, I cannot really say. For every day for 2 weeks, he comes to see me. Today we are going to Coney Island.
Well, if he still looks good to you after Coney Island, then you are in love. Frieda, the reason I called... Oh, I hate to be so prosaic at a time like this, but we've been having trouble finding someone to replace you. I wonder if you... someone you could recommend.
Oh, I see. Well, for the moment, I cannot think of anyone, Mrs. North. I will find the door. That must be David. Mrs. North, I will call you soon.
All right, Frieda, go ahead. And have fun at Coney Island.
Want to go loping through the sagebrush again, ma'am?
Oh, no, Mr. Cowboy, not now.
Here, let me help you down. There we are. Here's a bench. Popcorn?
Oh, no more, thank you. What are you looking at, David?
You? Mind?
Oh, no. No, I like it very much.
Remember the question I asked you last night when we said goodnight?
Could I forget it? Ever?
Are you going to answer it? Ever?
I have been answering it every moment since you left me last night. Mrs. David Lamar. Oh, such a nice name. Such a lovely name.
Frieda. Darling.
Oh, David. I will have some more popcorn now, please. Oh, David, it has been such a wonderful day. The loveliest day of my life.
Now, there's a bigger day ahead of us, the best of all. When'll it be, darling?
Soon, quickly, very soon.
Look, tomorrow we'll get our license, huh? In 3 days we can be married, and then off we'll go to Europe. Sweden, maybe.
Oh, huh? Wonderful.
And maybe around the world. Or even to Cloud 8.
Oh, 7 is best. 3 days will be a friend. A Friday?
Look, I'll tell you what. Let's use the 3 days to get all ready for the trip. Huh? Do our packing, make our reservations, get our traveler's
check.
Oh, checks, you
so
know?
Much to do. How could I do so many details? My mind is still on the merry-go-round.
I'm the detail man from way back. I'll handle everything. Look, tomorrow I'll make an appointment with the Justice of the Peace. I'll get the reservations for the ship.
Oh, imagine. Frieda Jorgens comes back to Sweden with a husband.
Oh, Frieda Lamar, if you please. Now, look, tomorrow, go down to the bank and change your account to a joint checking account, huh?
What is that for?
Well, for us. I'll have to pay for the reservations, you know, get the traveler's checks. We'll pool our money in one account so that we'll both be able to sign the checks.
Oh, all right.
Now, put it in the name of Mr. or Mrs. David Lamar. Mr. or Mrs. Okay? Then we'll be able to go right from the ceremony to the boat and off to Cloud 7.
Mr. and Mrs. David Lamar. Oh, nice.
Not and, Frieda. Or Mr. or Mrs. David Lamar. It's more convenient that way.
Right, Frieda, wonderful. We'll see you Friday. Bye. Jerry!
In here, Pam. Say, how's this tie go with his shirt, huh?
Blue and green? Oh, listen, we've just been invited to a wedding.
A wedding? Oh, I hate weddings.
You'll like this one. It's Frieda's.
Yeah, but they're always the same. Bad drinks, bad jokes. Everyone try... Frieda's? Frieda's getting married?
Uh-huh. Friday at 2:30.
Holy smokes, what, $50,000 won't do.
She's like another woman. So excited she can't talk straight.
Oh, that's wonderful. Who's the guy?
I don't know. His name is David Lamar, from the way Frieda talks. He's a cross between Clark Gable, Bernard McFadden, and Apollo. We'll meet him Friday. Oh, incidentally, we should be honored. We're the only guests being invited. Frieda insisted on having us.
Well, she's kind of a sweet old gal at that.
We'll pick her up Friday and drive down to the city hall. David will meet us there.
Well, can't he pick her up? After all, he's the groom.
But it's bad luck for the groom to see the bride before the ceremony. We don't want to change Frieda's luck, do we?
Come on, Frieda. The taxi's waiting.
All right, I'm coming. Now, let me see.
It got everything now, Frieda. Jerry has the luggage in the cab. Anything else you need?
Well, no, I don't think so. Hold it, the key.
You're not coming back here, remember? You're going right to the boat.
Oh, my head. I'm dizzy. I already turned in the key to the landlord.
You're starting a new life, Frieda.
Oh, yes.
Then slam the door. Slam it hard.
Mrs. North, I do that with pleasure. There.
That's it. Now, let's go.
Hey, come on, you two. Let's get there before the groom changes his mind.
Oh, welcome, welcome. Come in, all of you.
No, I'm sorry we're late, Judge. The traffic was pretty heavy.
Perfectly all right. I take it this is the lucky lady?
Hmm? Oh, no, not me. It's Miss Jorgens here.
Oh, of course. Miss Jorgens.
These are my friends, Mr. and Mrs. North. They are already married.
Of course, of course. Well, Make yourselves at home.
Isn't David here?
He phoned a moment ago, said he'd be a few minutes late. Last minute arrangements and all. You know how prospective husbands are.
I hope he won't be too much longer. I have waited so very long already. What is the time now, Mrs. North?
It's only 3:05, Frieda. Now, don't worry. Traffic is awfully heavy today.
But the boat leaves at 4:20. There won't be much time.
I'll keep the ceremony down to essentials, Miss Jorgen.
Oh, thank you, Judge.
Well, I tried calling David's house 3 times. No answer, so he must be on his way. Any place else we might call, Frieda?
Oh, he'll be here, Jerry. Now, stop worrying.
Well, maybe he stopped for a moment at the agency.
Which agency?
To say goodbye to his sister. Maybe. He will be here. David loves me. I know. He has all the tickets, all the traveler's checks, all the money.
The money? Your money, Frieda?
Our money, Mr. North. We're getting married, remember?
How come he has all the money?
For convenience. So much to do, getting ready for the honeymoon, buying traveler's checks, everything like that. So, naturally, I put the money into an account for both of us.
Your money for both of you? Before you even married the guy, Frieda?
But we're getting married, Master North. And that is why we are here, no?
Miss Jorgens, it's none of my affair, but perhaps you might call this agency just to see if Mr. Lamar has been there.
It might be a good idea, Frieda.
You're darn right it's a good idea.
No. Wait a little longer. David will be here. David loves me. I know.
Okay, that's the last suitcase. Now let's get down to the pier.
You got everything, Dave? You sure you covered everything?
Yeah, Flora, baby, look. Money, $45,000, then cold cash and traveler's checks. I left her $5,000 to get well on.
Let's see.
Don't grab. Take a ladylike look.
Hey, those traveler's checks, they're made out to Mr. and Mrs. Montague. What goes?
Now, baby, you're not thinking so good today. When we get on that ship, we become Mr. and Mrs. Montague.
But you made the reservations for Mr. and Mrs. David Lamar. I heard you on the phone.
Sure, but that's for Frieda's benefit, in case she decides to check up on me. But I also reserve staterooms for us, Mr. and Mrs. Montague, see?
Oh.
Maybe Frieda will start checking before the boat pulls out. She checks to see who picked up the Lamar reservation. She's told nobody has, so she's stymied, you see? It's clear thinking, baby. Now, grab that suitcase and let's go.
Suppose they get wise in a hurry. Suppose they wire the boat to have them hold us.
Hold who? How will they know we're anybody but Mr. and Mrs. Montague?
Description, maybe.
They can't hold us anyway. It's a Swedish boat. Once we sail out of that harbor, we're out of U.S. jurisdiction, you see? Little David thinks in all directions. Now, come on. What the devil do you think you're doing?
Just what it looks like. Aiming a gun at little David.
All right, what's the gag? Look, baby, it's getting late.
Stay put. You've been doing a lot of thinking. And so have I.
Well, save it for when we get to the boat, huh?
Now. You know what I've been thinking? I've been thinking that anyone who can do such a good, clean job of crossing up that Jorgens dame can do a good job of crossing me up, too.
Look, Flora, baby, you know me better than that.
I know you fine,
Look,
Dave.
Baby, we're partners. You don't think
partners.
I...
Partners. Right. So I'm protecting my investment. I'll hold the money.
Okay, sure. Just put that gun away.
No, first I get the money. All of it.
Look, Flora, baby, let's talk about it on the boat. It's getting late.
Now! Give me the money now, Dave, or I'll call the cops.
Cops? Are you out of your mind? What do you...
I mean it, Dave. I mean every word.
Don't answer it, Flora.
Why not? What are you afraid of?
Don't answer it, I said.
Dave, what are you...
Put
hello?
Down that phone!
Here. This is the place.
Heart to Heart Agency. What?
Is this where you met David, Frieda?
Yes.
Oh, Frieda.
Oh, please. I know. I know what you think.
That's
Sorry, folks. This is...
Oh, hello, Jerry. Hello, Pam.
Hi.
Hey, Bill.
You got here fast, Bill.
Left as soon as you called. Afraid it wasn't fast enough. Look.
Oh. Oh, Mrs. Lamar. Oh, oh, no. She...
Here, Frieda. Come over here. Sit down.
Is this Frieda Jorgens?
Uh-huh. Frieda, this is Lieutenant Weigand of Homicide.
Oh, David. I cannot believe, David.
Miss Jorgens, I know it's difficult for you, but I must ask these questions. Now, can you tell me just what you heard on the phone?
David, my David. He couldn't know.
Miss Jorgens.
She's in bad shape, Bill. Didn't Jerry explain when he called you from the judge's office?
Oh, is that the whole story?
Well, that's all we could get from Frieda. She was pretty shaken. She heard David's voice and this woman's, and then a struggle and the shots.
Well, obviously, this Mrs. Lamar was going with him wherever he was headed. These are her suitcases.
Of course. He must have been going on the boat with Frieda's reservations.
What boat?
Their honeymoon. He has all of Frieda's money, everything.
Probably had a battle over the dough or something right here. You know which boat?
Well, Frieda does. It leaves from Pier 9. What time is it?
3:40. Why?
All right, the boat leaves at 4:10. Can we make it to the pier?
We sure can try.
Come on.
Coming through.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you still with me?
Yeah, we're all right behind you.
Oh, dear. Is that the warning whistle?
I'm sorry, sir. No more visitors allowed on board now.
Police business. I'm Lieutenant Weigand, Homicide.
Oh? Is anything
wrong? We're looking for a David Lamar.
Well, I'm sorry, Lieutenant. The boat's due to sail in a few minutes.
He's wanted for murder.
Murder?
We left orders to hold the ship here if necessary. He had reservations on this boat.
Well, I'll see if they were picked up.
They weren't. We checked at the traffic office.
Then surely
we want to check some of the other staterooms.
Now, really, Lieutenant, the ship is...
You want to head out to sea with a killer on board? Now, come on. Let's do some checking. Police orders.
Just about covers all the first-class staterooms, Lieutenant.
Well, there's a couple more over there, aren't there?
Just two. None for the name Lamar, though.
Well, what are the names?
Let's see. One's for Benson, the other's for Montague.
Those names ever used by David, Frieda?
Well, I don't know. How can I tell anything anymore? Well,
this one has been claimed already.
No one there?
It's funny. Passengers usually go straight to their staterooms.
Open the door. Use your passkey.
Oh, all right.
What is...
I'm sorry, Mr. Montague. I didn't know you were in here.
All right, Stuart. Now that you know, you can beat it.
David! David! That's him! That's David!
Watch it, Bill! His gun!
Oh, David! David!
Sorry to put a hole in your gun hand, mister, but you won't be using it again. Now, come on.
Oh, David. David, I am sorry for this, David.
All right, Frieda, come on. Let's go.
David, won't you... Won't you even look at me?
Will you keep this dame off of me, copper? I got enough troubles with you.
I thought he loved me. I really thought he really loved me.
Always sure of it's going ashore. Always sure of it's going ashore.
Who, me?
You're sweet and considerate and good and kind, and I love you. There.
Oh, well, thank you, ma'am. I've been telling you that for years. What did you do, buy a new hat?
Don't be silly. I'm just thanking you for doing the dishes and cleaning up in the kitchen while I was out.
Oh, that. Well, after all, Hey, Pam.
Yes, darling?
I didn't clean up in the kitchen. I just came in a few minutes before you did.
Oh, cut it out, Jerry. The dishes are all... You didn't?
No.
Well, then who did?
I did, Mrs. North.
Frieda!
Well, Frieda, how did you...
I just came down from Cloud 7. I like it down here best of all. Do you mind if I come back to work?
Mind? We'll love it.
Well, welcome home, Frieda. Come on, let's have a party.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.